Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. In ceremonies around the country Monday, we heard moving tributes to the thousands of troops currently serving overseas and the millions who have served this nation in uniform since the Revolution. But for many people in this country, Memorial Day is not about numbers. It's about a single name and face. It's about a young man or woman facing the daily dangers of war while aching to be with their wife or husband or children. It's about a family doing its best to carry on a somewhat normal life while dad or mom is half a world away. They pray constantly that their loved one will be protected, and they count the days and even hours until they are safely home again. Of course, there are also moms, dads, wives, husbands, and children who are agonizingly aware that such a joyous reunion will never take place. There will always be that empty chair at the table, the vivid memory of a young person so vibrant and full of life who will now remain forever young. And there is now that pain in the heart that will never be fully healed. For several months, Arlington National Cemetery hosted a moving exhibit entitled Faces of the Fallen, which depicted the images of our fallen heroes in various artistic forms. Especially moving were the notes and sentimental items left by family members and friends. One particularly poignant memento was a photo of a beautiful little blonde-haired girl who couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 years old. And in that picture, she has her arms wrapped in a big bear hug around the tombstone of her young father who died in service to this country. The image was enough to break anyone's heart and remind us all of the cost of keeping this nation free. That's what this day is all about. Our nation is free today because of those willing to stand up and volunteer to defend the greatest nation on earth, knowing it may cost them everything. For those still on the battlefield, they are serving this nation with the greatest distinction, fighting with fierce resolve against the forces of evil at one moment, and then comforting a frightened child in Baghdad and wiping away those young tears the next. Without a doubt, we are represented in this war by the very best of America. So as we pause this day, and hopefully many other times during the year, to reflect on their incredible sacrifices, our prayers are for the members of our armed forces, their families here at home, and those who are aching over a loss that can never be put into words. May they understand the strength, solace, and comfort that only the Lord can provide. For as His word says, neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor any other created thing can separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. In conjunction with Memorial Day, the White House Commission on Remembrance has released a special song. It's entitled On This Day, and we close this special edition of Dateline Washington with a version sung by country star Sarah Evans. I'm Greg Corumbus in Washington. Thanks very much for listening, and thank you to those who are wearing and have worn the uniform of the United States of America.
Accepting